Hello. In this video, we are going to learn how to find the inverse of a 3x3 matrix. And this is the matrix that we'll be using today. Now, this is going to be a three-step process. It is relatively straightforward, not difficult, but it does require a little attention to detail. So, first step, we need to find the determinant. And we need to find the determinant to make sure that, in fact, this matrix does have an inverse. If the matrix does not have an inverse, i.e., the determinant is zero, then we can stop there. And we're going to do this by using the Laplace expansion method. Right? And a Laplace expansion allows us to expand using any row or any column in the 3x3 matrix. The best one is to choose the one that has the most zeros. So we want to pick one that has easy numbers to work with. So if we look at the second column, we can see that it has a negative one and then two zeros. So the formula for the Laplace expansion to go down the second row, I'll just clean up some space here using Laplace expansion. And I've written out the formula for the second column expansion. So it's going to be the elements in the three column, so A21, which is negative one. And the determinant of the 2x2 minor with a particular sign called the cofactor, so that's called C21, which is a 2x2 determinant. We'll come back to that. Then we have A22, which is zero. And then we have times its cofactor. And then we have A32. It too is zero. So this makes it nice and simple. We don't actually have to find the cofactors for the last two since we're going to multiply them by zero anyway. Now remember that whenever a cofactor or a submatrix, the minor, comes from an address that adds up to an odd number, so A21 is 2 plus 1 is 3, that's odd, we have to change the sign. If the address is even, 2, 2, for example, adds up to 4, that's even. We don't change the sign. So let's quickly do that. So what we want to do is we're going to take out the second column and the first row, and we're left with a 2x2 matrix that is made up of 4, 6, 1, 2. And the determinant of that matrix, we cross multiply, 2 times 4 is 8, minus 1 times 6, so that's 8 minus 6 is 2. Now, since we're multiplying that by negative 1, it becomes negative 2. But before we do that, we look up and see it's an odd number cofactor, so we have to change the sign. So it becomes negative 2. So now we have negative 1 times negative 2 means the determinant is 2. So that's a nice easy determinant to work with, and it's not 0, therefore we can find the inverse. Now, I've written out the cofactor formula here, or sorry, the determinant for finding A using the cofactor formula here, just so that you have it for reference. Remember, this is A21, and this is A22, this is A32, and here is the minor associated with the 21 address, the minor for the 22 address, and the minor for the 32 address, just for completeness. And as we found, cofactor simplifies down, or the formula simplifies down to one cofactor and one coefficients. So we have here A21 and then our C21. And I put in the negative sign to remember, because of the odd address, we're going to change the sign. Okay. So now we know that we have the determinant of non-zero, we can find the inverse. So the first step is to find the cofactor matrix. And the way we do that is through a series of finding minors. And we're going to work through. So we have 9 elements in the matrix, which means we have 9 cofactors. And I've laid out the matrix I'm going to enter the numbers in, the cofactor matrix. And you'll note that I put minus sign, the plus sign. So the first cofactor address is the 1, 1, so it's going to be positive. The second one is the 2, 1, negative. Then 1, 3, which is 4, so that's positive. Then the second row is 2, 1, so that's negative. And 2, 2 is positive, and 2, 3 is negative. 3, 1, positive. 3, 2, odd number, negative. So you can see there's a pattern here, plus, minus, plus. Okay, so let's get to work on the, this is the most detailed part, so we want to be careful as we do this, to make sure we don't make any mistakes. So, for the first A address, from the A11, I take out column 1, row 1, and I'm left with a 2 by 2, and I calculate the determinant of this 2 by 2, which is going to be 0 times 2 minus 1 times 0. Everything is 0, so that number is 0. And it doesn't matter about the sign, since it's 0. Then I move over and I take out the second column and the first row, leaving me with 4, 6, 1, 2. So I cross multiply. 4 times 2 is 8. Minus 1 times 6 is 2. So I have a 2 here. And since the address is negative, I put a minus sign in front of it. It's an odd address cofactor. Okay. Then I move on to the next one. So I take out the first row and the third column. And I'm left with another 2 by 2. 4, 6, 0, 0. Cross multiply, 0 minus 0 is all 0. And since it's the even address, plus, it stays the same. Let's move down to the second row. Take that out. And the first column. Now I'm left with another 2 by 2. 1, 3, 0, 2. Minus 1, sorry, 3, 0, 2. Now we cross multiply. Negative 1 times 2 is negative 2. Minus 3 times 0 is 0. So that becomes negative 2 minus 0. So I put in negative 2. But the address is odd, so change the sign. So that negative 2 becomes a plus 2. Or we can just eliminate that since it's implied. Okay, now we move over to find the center 2, 2 value by taking out the second column and the second row. And now the matrix is made up of the 4 diagonals. So 2 times 8 is 16. 3 times 6 is 18. So that becomes 16 minus 18. 16 minus 18 is negative 2. Now, since the address is 2, 2, that's even, we leave the negative as is. Moving on to the third element in that row, we take out the third column and the second row. And we have a 2 by 2 made up of 8, negative 1, 6, and 0. So I go 8 times 0 is 0 minus negative 1 times 6. So the two negatives make a positive, so that leaves me with 6. Okay, now we're down to the third row. So I take out the third row and the first column, and I'm left with a 2x2 made up of negative 1, 0, 3, 1. So negative 1 times 1, negative 1, minus 3 times 0. Or so negative 1 minus 0 is negative 1. So we put in a minus 1 here. Okay, now we move over to the third row, second column. So I take out the third row and I take out the second column. And I'm left with a 2x2 matrix with 8, 4, 3, and 1. Cross multiply. 8 times 1 is 8, minus 3 times 4 is 12. So 8 minus 12 is negative 4. So we put in negative 4. Then we see that it's the odd address cofactor, so it changes the sign to plus 4. Now we're almost done. So the next is to find the last element, which is to take out the third row and the third column. And we're left with the 2x2, 8, 4, negative 1, and 0. So that becomes 8 times 0 minus negative 1 times 4, or minus negative 4, which is plus 4. So we have a 4. So there is our cofactor matrix. So now we're done with probably the most tedious part of this exercise, which is finding this 3x3 cofactor. Okay. So let's check. I have the answer down below to make sure I've done it right. And yes, 0, negative 2, 0, 2, negative 2, negative, negative 6. Ah, I made a mistake. So let's go back up and double check. So that is the third column, second row. And what happened here? I had 8 times 0 minus negative 1 times 6, or 0 minus negative 6 is 6. So 6 goes in there, but the sign, because of the odd address, means it's negative 6. See, that is probably the most common mistake made in doing matrix inversion. So now that I have the cofactor matrix, the next step is to find the inverse of the cofactor matrix. I just need a little space here. So, the cofactor matrix is given. In order to find the adjoint of this A matrix, we need to find the transpose of the cofactor, which is also the adjoint of A. So I've typed that one out already, and I'll just bring it over. And so let me capture that. Good. Bring it here. And it's relatively straightforward. So what happens is I take the first row, 0, negative 2, 0, and it becomes the first column. I then take the second row, 2, negative 2, negative 6, and it becomes the second column. Finally, I take the third row, negative 1, 4, 4, and it becomes the third column. So now we have found the adjoint, or the transpose of the cofactor matrix. Okay, and I apologize that this form of mathematics has so many different names and terminologies to learn, but it's relatively straightforward. Now, the inverse of A is found by taking 1 over the determinant of A times the adjoint of A, or 1 over A, a determinant of A, times the transpose matrix of the cofactor. Okay, and we have found the inverse of A, or the determinant of A, which is 2, and we found our transpose cofactor matrix here. So now we're ready for the last step. So here is our 1 over the determinant, which is negative a half, or is 1 half. No, negative, sorry. And here is, we have the cofact transpose of the cofactor matrix. So I've taken the matrix from up here, put it down in here, and that's the formula for the inverse. So the last step is to simply multiply the scalar by the transpose of the cofactor, and that will give us our inverse, which will be simply a half times 0 is 0, a half times 2 is 1, a half times negative 1 is negative 1 half. Second row, a half times negative 2 is negative 1, a half times negative 2, negative 1, a half times 4 is 2. Third row, half times 0 is 0, half times negative 6 is negative 3, and a half times 4 is 2. And now we have found the inverse of A. And I put the answer in below just to make sure we had something to check our work against. And sure enough, I see that the two matrices match up. So again, quick review. To find the inverse of a 3x3, the first thing we do is we use Laplace expansion to find the determinant, pick a column or row that has lots of zeros or other small numbers. In this case, we used the second column, got a determinant of 2, using the cofactor formula, which simplified down. Next, you find the cofactor matrix, and that again is the tricky part. And we did that by finding submatrices within the 3x3 matrix, calculating the determinants, which is easy with a 2x2. You just cross multiply it and subtract. That gave us our cofactor, and then we found the adjoint, which is simply the transpose of the cofactor matrix, where the first row becomes the first column, and so on. And then the last step is to multiply that matrix, the cofactor transpose, by 1 over the determinant, which is a scalar, which we did down here, which collapsed down to our simple inverse matrix. And whenever we do this exercise, we can also double check, because A times the inverse of A should equal the identity matrix. So in this case, if I've done a 3x3, that should give me a matrix that has 1s down the principal diagonal and 0s everywhere else. So you can always check your work by doing simple matrix multiplication. Okay, now you have inverted a 3x3 matrix. We will end the story.